Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Dallas Stars award show continues to roll on here. A wonderful collaboration here with Gavin Spitt of 105.3 The Fan. I want to thank Gavin for joining us today. Be sure to check out Spitz and Suds. As he mentioned, he's going many days, almost every day this summer as well, just because, well, there's so much content to talk about. And the Stars are making moves in the sense of everything, really. They're making a lot of moves. So he's diving into all that as well as here on Locked On Stars. And whenever we can get together, it's a good thing. So let's go with the Norris Trophy. Let's roll into that. Given to the top defenseman who demonstrates the greatest all-around ability in the position, Miro Heiskanen this year, I think, finished eighth, which was his second highest finish.
Yeah.
Which I thought he would finish a bit higher because he increased that production a little bit offensively. But we all know it's a bit of a weird award now. But anyways, that's a topic for another day. So Gavin, your Norris Trophy winner for this year's Dallas Stars side.
So this is interesting. I mean, if we have to do awards, I think Nils Lundqvist would be the award winner. Mm-hmm. But since it's just us doing this podcast collaboration, shout out Nils Lundqvist.
Heck yeah.
I feel as though Nils Lundqvist was a key component to this defensive six. I felt as though the opportunity was there. Glenn Gulletson said that in preseason, and Nils Lundqvist took that second pairing. So technically, I think the Norris needs to go to Heiskanen, followed by Lindell. Those are your stars, though. I just cannot say it enough how good Nils Lundqvist was. And if anyone had any questions, this is a guy that can play in the NHL.
Yes.
And the Stars certainly missed him against Minnesota when he went out with that tough injury. So it's going to be interesting what happens this year, because it's not like you're going to move Harley down to a third pairing defenseman at $10 million a year. So basically, do you keep Harley and Lundqvist together? That's going to be interesting. Or do you drop Lundqvist down to a third pairing, which is an awfully strong third pairing if that's the case? So I guess technically, if we're award and Stars fans are listening to this, then sure, I'll give it to Miro Heiskanen and I'll give it to Esa Lindell. But I really want to give it to Nils Lundqvist.
It's a good choice because he was so consistent. He established himself as a top four defenseman. And as you said, if you wanted to see, or if you needed to know how valuable he really was to the Dallas Stars, just go to game four post his injury in overtime number one. Everything unraveled for Dallas. Yep. It was complete chaos on the blue line, and the Stars had no answers after Lundqvist went down. And I think even going into the postseason to some degree, my hand up included, what was Lundqvist going to look like in the postseason? He's shown that he can play in the regular season. He can play against some of the best in the world, but when it became heavy and physical against that Minnesota side in particular, that plays that heavy forecheck type of game, how was he going to fare? Well, he passed with flying colors.
Yep.
And that's a great sign because he's also cheap. Probably due for a bit of a raise, but he is cheap for the next couple of years. And the Stars, they're going to need that. So a great, great shout there. I'm going to give it to Esa Lindell. I know Miro probably deserves it, but just I was looking at Esa Lindell's year recently, And my goodness, how good is he? You look at his advanced numbers, his defensive rating on hockey stat cards, which I love to go to and just look after games and whatnot. But for his regular season, he was a plus 12.0 defensive rating. That was 100th percentile in the NHL. Like, he is the best of the best. And we're going back to the 90s with this award. This is a true defenseman for the Norris now. I'm throwing it back. A true just shutdown defender. Esa Lindell, and we know what he does on the penalty kill, all the minutes he chews up there, the block shots. He just does it all. So he deserves so much appreciation. And I always go back to when Jake Oettinger said he's the best defenseman, the best defender in the NHL. And maybe that was a tad overzealous, but he really wasn't when he said that. Like, he is up there with the best of the best and true shutdown defenseman. So I'm giving Esa the Norris this year. And he's available. He's healthy. He plays. He's just always there. And to have a guy like that, who it feels like he may age well, just because he was never truly the most mobile defender. Like, don't get me wrong. And he showed the ability to score a little bit too, I feel like, over the last couple of years. So he brings a little offensive punch too. But so there we go. I'm giving it to Esa. Full 82 games out of him. The stars are lucky to have somebody like that.
Absolutely.
He's just there. And he just does it. You don't always notice him a ton, but that's a good thing, because that's what he does. All right. This will be an interesting one. The Selke, a forward who best excels in the defensive aspects of the games. So, I know who I'm going with. I'm curious to see who you would go with here. Usually this is sort of the award every year where you think like, okay, Roope Hintz is going to have a good shot at this. But you know, another year where he unfortunately the injury bug caught up to him. So, who do you feel in your eyes gets the Selke this year?
Well, I'd certainly think that, you know, defensively they missed Roope Hintz in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And that cost them that speed alone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to Wyatt Johnston. Mm-hmm. I think that of the consistent two-way players, meaning he's always on the ice, I think Wyatt's certainly there. I think he's good on the dot. I think he continues to improve. So I'm going to give it to Wyatt Johnston. I think your number one center, it's important that he's a two-way guy, and I think that Wyatt Johnston fills that role.
Yeah, and the Selke, I think, historically is a center iceman position. it feels almost hard to win it as a winger. Speaking of one, I think Yuri Lehtinen, I remember I did this last summer. I think Yuri Lehtinen was one of, I think, five wingers ever. Like, there's not a lot of wingers that win it, and he won it multiple times. So it's tough to do, but I think Johnston certainly up there. Maybe this is a tad rogue, but I always hammered this when I talked about Maverick Bourque for the first, you know, really half of the season, because the offensive production always wasn't there. But I think he does so many good things that do not show up on the stat sheet. And that is defensively too. And I don't know what the underlying numbers say or the advanced numbers, but I think Maverick Bourque plays such a really good two-way game. Now, I think for him, can he kill penalties a bit more? Although I don't know if that's necessarily his fault. The Stars had so many specialty players, as you mentioned. I think they saved some of the other minutes for him, but he really came on towards the end of the regular season. I mean, he finished with 20 goals and 41 points. Now, can he get to 50? Can he 55, 60 points? Can he find that range and still bring that high hockey IQ? Because I think he's such a smart hockey player. He knows where to be. And he just has such good hockey awareness. And that was always, it was always something I brought up with him when I felt like maybe the fan base was like, okay, like where's this Maverick Bourque? I'm like, but he's doing all these little things so well. Yep. At some point you just hope the offense comes. So I think that it kind of raises his floor, if you will, because he does play a smart game. And then the offense started to come, and they're like, there we go. That's what we want to see out of Maverick Bourque. And maybe gets elevated in a lineup a bit more next season. So I'll give the Selke to him. I think you could even give it to Robertson in a lot of ways. I think Robertson was actually, he finished, I thought he was actually in the Selke running. Maybe he wasn't. Miko Rantanen was, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's not. Vote,
which was funny.
No, that's not right. No, I mean, honestly, all podcasts, even if they do it locally, like we're doing right now in this collaboration, should give the Selke to Anse Kopitar.
Yes.
Just as a thank you for everything that he has done in the NHL. And, I still, people are like, what are you talking about? Everyone knows who Anse Kopitar is. I'm like, I don't know. Like, if people realize how good he was as a two-way player, and then you look offensively at the consistency of his numbers, and you're like, my goodness, this guy was one of the all-time greats. I mean, why wait? Put him in the Hall of Fame now. But yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there for the Selke. But yeah, I think you're right. Maverick Bork, certainly better defensively. Listen, Maverick Bork, you were wondering, like, okay, with the Stars situation, what's it going to be like with Maverick Bork? And he just, specifically in the second half, really exploded, both offensively and, you're right, defensively. Like, you know, one of the things that I want to see the Stars, David Castillo and I talked about this on Spits and Suds, is that the Stars, when they forecheck, are really good at it. But why don't they forecheck more?
Yeah.
You know, they have the speed. They have the quickness. They can backcheck with a guy like Bork. But at the same time, it's like a lot of times we saw playoff, the prime example, Faber and Hughes just coming out of their zone untouched.
Yes. Yeah.
And you just can't allow that. You cannot allow that speed to come through the neutral zone like that. So I'm hoping that maybe that's an off-season tweak that the Stars make.
Absolutely. They need to find a way to get a bit more tough and rambunctious in that area. And guys like Maverick Bork can do that. We saw that too. Like, I didn't think Maverick Bork had a wonderful series overall, but That game six, or I think it was game six or game five, whatever it was, the last game of the series, he was very noticeable.
Yeah.
And that was good to see. It's like, okay, like that kind of needs to be your benchmark now. Can you show up like that every day? Because he scored one of the few goals where it felt like Dallas, you know, actually kind of, you know, like scored a greasy goal. You know, Michael Bunting was a part of that when they kind of crashed the net and were able to bury one. Okay. A couple more here. We'll go with the Vesna, and then I kind of want to kind of link together the Lady Bing and Bill Masterson. We'll kind of link those together just to kind of move along here. But we'll go with the Vesna just because, I mean, we got two options. Yep. And I recently graded out Jake Ottinger and Casey DeSmith. So I'll just start here because I gave Casey DeSmith an A+ for his season. So I'm going to give him the Vesna because he truly put up number one type of numbers for Dallas. And I also think it's important to mention that, yes, he started 28 games. He doesn't play as much as Jake Ottinger, but he doesn't get the, I'll say, sexier of starts either. When he gets the back-to-back, some of those long road trips, he doesn't get all the easy starts. But every time he was in net, he just competes, and he gave Dallas a chance to win and was consistent. That word's going to pop up a lot, I think, when we talk about Jake for the rest of, you know, for the rest of the offseason. Consistent. DeSmith played really, really consistent. I don't think I go as far as saying, well, DeSmith should have started in the postseason. But for the regular season award, I give the Vesna to Casey. He was excellent in the backup role.
What's interesting about Jake Ottinger's numbers is that basically they mirror his career numbers. Mm-hmm. But we have this expectation that Jake Ottinger needs to get to another level, which I don't think any of us disagree. So it wasn't like he was bad, but every goal that Jake Ottinger lets in, people say, oh, I can't believe this, you know, rather than the whole game. So, you know, it's tough. I agree with you. Casey DeSmith was terrific, specifically on those back-to-back on roads. That is not an easy task. Craig Ludwig once told me, though, and it is interesting, when your backup's in, you tend to play tighter.
Yeah.
Tighter defensively. Like, you know, like, I have to, you know, this is my night. I really got to bear down. That said, Casey DeSmith made some amazing saves throughout the year. I thought he was terrific. I was thinking, does he deserve a game in the playoffs? But I think Jake Ottinger was fine in the playoffs. Yes. So I would agree with you. based on his numbers, that Casey DeSmith deserves it. But you said two, and I will throw a third in there. I don't want to discount, and this is Dallas Stars, so it's not eligible. What Remy Poirier did this year in Texas deserves a lot of credit, and he has created the conversation. Do you continue with DeSmith in that backup role, or do you possibly save a little money and bring in Poirier, depending on what Casey DeSmith wants? Casey DeSmith signed a 3-year, $1 million deal. Is he going to come back for $1 million? Well, if he does, absolutely. But Remy Poirier could be the cheaper option. He was really good for Texas this year. So it's fascinating because for the first time, the Stars have goaltending depth within their organization. So I'm interested to see, you know, certainly what's happening. But I give it to DeSmith. You're right. I'm hoping that Ottinger has one of those elite years and is eligible for the Vezina in the NHL. Which means that he'd have to be top three in the league. That said, DeSmith deserves the stick tap on this one.
And Jake too, he finished eighth in the Vezina, the Vezina voting, which I think says a lot too. Like that may be his kind of like base, or like maybe that's the worst he can be.
Really good goalie.
Exactly. Really good. And I think out of maybe many people in the media space, if you will, I'm probably support Jake Ottinger too much to some degree, but I'm waiting for him to get to that level. As you said, can he find himself in that, you know, the at least the top three? Can he find himself in that conversation? And he was very candid about it too in the, you know, his exit interview. He didn't accomplish any of the goals that he had, so he has high expectations for himself as well as fans. But more importantly, he has high expectations for himself. So we'll see if he can maybe accomplish some of those goals within the next year. So we'll kind of put one more together. I'll kind of link these: the Lady Bing, Bill Masterson. You know, it's kind of the character awards, perseverance, and I wanted to get one of these in here because I want to give award to Matt Duchene.
Oh, you took it. I was going Duchene as well.
Yeah, I apologize. Because Matt Duchene, just he had such another phenomenal season. And what a playoff he had, because that was a question I've had about him his first couple of years. And he had great regular seasons, but he didn't step up in the postseason. Well, boy, did he prove everybody wrong this time around. I mean, he had that injury in the first couple weeks of the season. And I remember in January, I did a couple episodes like, is this the Matt Duchene we're going to get for the rest of the year? He just did not look like the Matt Duchene we had seen. I was like, what is going on? And then he just started with every goal and every assist, just shoved the words right back into my mouth. He was kicking butt. And then we saw the Matt Duchene. But I'll allow you to expand a little bit more. I don't want to steal all your thunder, but man, what a year it was for him at, you know, 36 years of age now, just such a phenomenal season.
When you sign these 1-year deals like Matt Duchene did, and the Jim Nill, you know, wanted him to, and you take that discount, it's a little tough to speak up in the room and become that character guy. Mm-hmm. Now that he has the multi-year deal, I felt as though Matt Duchene became that character guy. Now, one of the things that I think Matt Duchene does a good job of, and I'll give Mikko Rantanen credit for this as well, bridging the gap between American and Canadian players and the international players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they all get along, but just like when you were in high school, or, you know, you have your groups. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're going to probably gravitate towards your first language groups. The Finns hang around with the Finns, you know, the Swedes hang around with the Swedes, you know, things like that. So I think Matt Duchene was a bridge, you know, in that aspect. I think Matt Duchene really wants to win. I think he's found a home here. He's comfortable here. His family lives here. I think character guy, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And locker room leader as well, a guy that's no longer afraid to speak up. Mm-hmm. Can't say enough about Matt Duchene. And then the on-ice stuff, wonderful. I mean, we know at times Matt Duchene, and not by lack of effort, it's just that Matt Duchene isn't as good defensively as some other players. But, you know, that said, it is amazing to me year after year, Mason Marchment has not had the season that he's had once he separated. Tyler Seguin was reborn. Well, why was he reborn? He was on the same line as Matt Duchene. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the players that have been with Matt Duchene and how they've thrived. And there are too many players throughout the league that it's no longer a coincidence. The fact is, he's the glue guy on that line. And if you're on the line with Matt Duchene, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, and I also like to point out, you know, the power play. You know, they had multiple individuals on their number one power play unit go down. Well, Duchene was one of those guys that kind of stepped up from the second unit to the first, and boy, was he a difference maker in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the passes he made, you know, scored a couple of goals here and there. I like when he shoots the puck too. He's such a wonderful playmaker. We know he can dish. Sometimes I think he needs to be more selfish. I thought towards the end of the year, he started to call his number a bit more, which was nice to see because it at least forces the, you know, defender to be like, okay, he's going to be an option to shoot. And that opens up where he really wants to thrive. And as you kind of mentioned with Seguin and whatnot, and with Seguin going down, it's important to have guys speak up and be a leader. And he certainly, the Stars were better off for having Matt Duchene in the locker rooms, especially when Seguin goes down, to have that veteran that's been around the block. And he's had tough years in his career. It's not like it's all been sunshine and rainbows. I know he was a high pick. Mm-hmm. He came with all his pedigree, but you know, he's had a reputation in the league with his postseason performances and everything. So, you know, it hasn't just been smooth sailing for him, but it's like Pavelski in a lot of ways. He's just finding a way to adapt and be productive. And man, he's still got a little bit of a burst. He can still move around. And that was something I noticed too when he was having, you know, coming back from the injury. It's like, where's just the, you know, the tight turns and the fluidness? It wasn't quite there. We had to give him time. And once he had some time, he got through it. Okay. On the other side, let's dive into the Stars move to Plano. That's some big news. We'll talk Jason Robertson contract and plenty more in just a moment.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.